Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Justin from Seattle is. Justin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Red Delicious and Granny Smith are types of what?
Apples.
Correct. What fictional character is known as the boy who wouldn't grow up?
Pinocchio.
No.
Peter Pan.
Yes. Who was recently announced as the Kraken's new head coach?
Pat.
The Altima and Armada are cars by what manufacturer?
Nissan.
Correct. The album Garage Inc. is a collection of cover songs by which rock band?
Metallica.
Yes. How many states end in the letter E?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
Yes. Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Tom Sawyer was done by Pat.
What Rude Boy singer insured her legs for $1 million in 2007?
Beyonce.
No. Justin, you got 5 correct.
Right down the middle.
I don't think it's going to be good enough, Justin. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, I'm killing myself on the author, Tom Sawyer.
Do you know who it is now? Don't say it, but do you know?
If I had a minute, I could think about it.
You'll probably get it after I ask Steve the question.
Do you think Steve's going to get it?
No.
What?
No.
I have faith.
I do not think he's going to get that question.
I hope I do. I don't even know what question it is, but let me know which one it is if I get it right.
We will.
Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Red Delicious and Granny Smith are types of what?
Apples.
Correct. What fictional character is known as the boy who wouldn't grow up?
If you ask my mom, that would be Steve Miggs. Is it Peter Pan?
It is.
Okay.
Who was recently announced as the Kraken's new head coach?
Disco Dan Bylsma.
Yeah. The Altima and Armada are cars by what manufacturer?
Nissan.
Correct. The album Garage Inc. is a collection of cover songs by which rock
Metallica.
Band? Metallica. Yes. How many states end in the letter E?
3?
No.
4?
Yes. Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Mark Twain.
What?
There it is.
Yes.
Oh, come on. That's what? An easy one.
Okay. What Rude Boy singer insured her legs for $1 million in 2007?
Jennifer Lopez?
No.
Legs. Who's got nice legs? Tina Turner.
No. What?
I don't know. Miley Cyrus.
No. What organ produces bile?
Your butt.
No. Oh my
God. No. I don't know.
Steve, doesn't matter because you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5. And, you know, you deserve that because I did not think you were going to get Mark Twain.
Mark Twain?
Well,
you're talking about me, the most well-read member of this show?
Wow. Well, you had more years of experience reading than we had.
That's right.
Ain't that the truth?
I was there when they wrote the Bible.
Justin did not know that one. Well, it was on the tip of his tongue, mind, or something. What rude boy singer insured her legs for $1 million?
Shakira?
No. Do you guys not know the song Rude Boy?
Nope.
Wow. Clearly, no. Because if we did, I would have guessed
rude
it.
Rude Boy. I just made
no.
That.
Come no. here, Rude Boy.
Rihanna?
Oh. How did you guys get that from my singing?
Because you're great at karaoke.
Wow. Yes, it was Rihanna. Oh, yeah. Even if you don't want to admit it, everyone out there has heard this.
I have heard this, for sure.
She says rude boy 100 times.
Come here, rude boy, boy. Yeah.
There we go. Yep. I did a great job.
You did.
It felt like Rihanna was in the studio with us.
I know, with her beautiful legs.
She does have nice legs.
How much did she insure them for?
$1 million.
Oh my God.
Right? And what organ produces bile?
The liver?
Yes. There we go.
I just stole that from you. I heard you going, whoa. Like, if I say it quicker, I win.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won anyway.
The Daily Migs Show.
A big shout out to Declan Malady. An 11-year-old fifth grader from Snoqualmie Elementary School. He will be representing the state of Washington.
Let's go, Declan.
Yes, in the 96th Scripps National Spelling Bee.
He's got this.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't let us down.
The Evergreen State, baby.
Yeah, spell for life.
So based on this, we wanted to ask for Rockaholics to call in. If you think you're a great speller, and we have a dumb challenge, Migs, can you tell us about it?
Well, because I don't think any of us are very good at spelling. Maybe at least I know I'm not. I'm speaking for all of us. I know I'm terrible at spelling. But I thought it'd be fun to celebrate the fact that Declan's going to the spelling bee to see if we have a rockaholic who's great at spelling. And then each of us picks one word that we think we could stump this person with. Nothing like crazy, obviously. Like a word that really would stump you. A commonly misspelled word, and see how good this speller is. So do we have a rockaholic?
We do. We have Austin in Sumner. Austin, are you like a former spelling bee competitor yourself?
I mean, I'm back-to-back second and third grade champion.
Yeah! You're a legend, man.
Any advice for Declan, who's going to the spelling bee championships?
Right. Yeah, well, good luck to her. I hope she does good.
Or him.
So we all picked out some words, and we want to throw these your way, Austin, to see how well you can spell.
All right, let's do it.
All right, you want to start things off, Taryn?
I'll go first. My word for you, Austin, is accommodate.
Accommodate. A-C-C-O-M-D-A-T-E-E. Oh, one E, sorry.
Did you throw two M's in there or just one? No. I think you threw only one in there, and there's actually two M's in accommodate.
Okay, one O-M-D-A-T-E.
Wrong.
I think we only heard you say one M, but I don't know if the phone cut out, but it's A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-E.
Wow. Man, that's wrong for me.
Oh, maybe we... Austin, it was good talking to you. Let's talk to Goddess.
Goddess in Auburn, you are also a great speller, yes.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Nice to talking to you. I hope you have another one of them. The muck up dude.
Did you compete in a spelling bee when you were younger?
You know, I did. And I think I'm worse because I'm 43 now.
Is that your birth given name, Goddess, or you just go by Goddess?
I go by La Diosa de la Loba, Goddess of the Wolves.
Ooh, I like it.
Well, let's see if you're the Goddess of the Spellers.
I know.
All right,
I got nicknamed that. I didn't choose that, but it is what it is. Oh, a squirrel. Sweet.
Your word is squirrel. No, I'm just
Your word is ADD. Can you spell ADD? All right. We got one word for you. I got one for you, Goddess.
You just spelled it for me. All right. I'm ready.
I feel like she's not going to get it right. Let's see. Can you spell the word guarantee?
G A-E-R.
Hey, good talking to you, goddess. Have a great day and have fun with that squirrel.
G-A.
I can't mock her because I can't spell guarantee. Sometimes I'm like, well, you know what? Autocorrect will spell it for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I start typing it and autocorrect still can't figure it out for me. It's just like, we don't know what you're trying to spell. You idiot.
Can I tell you the story that got me, the word that got me eliminated from the spelling bee in, I think it was like fourth grade?
Yes, because rumor has it you and Danny have been involved in spelling bees.
Yeah, and obviously that was
Sarah
probably
and I, we just decided, you know what? We don't got time for that.
This was probably my first and last spelling bee. This is so embarrassing. I spelled dollar wrong.
Dollar?
Dollar.
With an E?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? Yeah.
Did you spell tomorrow with an A?
No.
Tomorrow?
Danny, what was your word that got you out?
Okay. So, I don't know if you know the rules of spelling bees. If you ask for a definition, you have to spell the definition of that word. So, my word was very. And me, like a dumbass, asked for a definition, and they said, I am very hungry. Instead, I spelled V-A-R-Y, which is like to change, very.
Very.
And so I got eliminated literally on the first word, a four-letter word, because I asked for a definition.
And they gave it to you, and they were like, yeah, we have it for you. You are very stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of this competition. I cried for like 3 days.
No.
Yeah.
That's very sad. Sorry. Someone said there's a documentary called Spellbound, which follows a bunch of kids on their journey to Spelling Bee Championships. It's surprisingly good. Some of these kids are under a lot of pressure, just like our rockaholics.
Just
they cracked
under,
or Goddess, yeah. Or Austin cracked under pressure.
I mean, squirrels, man.
That was great. Also, I love that we're like, hey, are you really good at spelling? And both people called in, could not spell the easiest words, accommodate and guarantee. I love our rockaholics.
The Daily Migs Show.
Danny V, this morning, you shared that you watched an old movie that Migs loves, but you thought it was dumb.
They gather in a secret location. Hey. They gather in a secret location. They are extraordinary, yet their identities are unknown. But in 2010, we will witness their power.
I have laid eggs inside of your brain.
Get them out of my head.
I have brain control over you.
Pew, pew, bing, bing, pew, pew.
You invite idiots to dinner and make fun of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's messed up.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Switzerland. I love your cheese with the holes.
He is a tornado of destruction.
I'm having trouble describing what I'm looking at.
Best dinner ever.
I have no idea what that movie is.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
What?
I was laughing, but I don't know what that is.
Dinner for Schmucks?
Never seen it.
It's the greatest movie of all time.
Is that okay. How Danny feels about it?
A little exaggerated, but the movie's freaking awesome.
Who is in it? Okay, I recognize Carell. Steve Carell.
And then you got to know who the other guy is. His other buddy that he was an anchorman with. Handsome fella.
Oh, Paul Rudd.
Boom.
Okay.
Paul Rudd's like the guy. He's like kind of like a dude, and then he invites Steve Carell, who's kind of weird, to this weird, like, fancy pants dinner where they just invite weirdos to come hang out with them to kind of make fun of them.
Oh, so it's a movie that celebrates bullying.
There's a lot to it.
Wow.
It's about Tim. He's an executive. He goes to his boss's dinner where they're allowed to bring the most ridiculous person that they can find. And he picks Steve Carell because, what was he into, like, mouse dioramas.
He's a taxidermist,
and he's out there. And then they create a friendship, and it's a heartwarming ending to the story. No spoilers.
Aww. Danny, you don't look impressed.
I would like to say, first off, that I never said I didn't like the movie, Steve. I said it was a dumb movie. I watch a lot of dumb movies.
That's fair.
And
I just got
like,
the vibe you didn't like it.
Over and over again. You know, it wasn't my favorite. I would watch it again, though. It's one of those I could put in the queue of like, oh, I can watch again and again, and maybe it will like kind of endear itself
to
me. But like in the moment, I was just like, eh, this is not their best work.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that might be one of Steve Carell's best movies.
What?
No way.
What, you disagree?
I totally disagree.
Have you seen this movie?
Yes, and it's so weird. And
it's super weird.
Of mice, it's just, it's bizarre.
It's right up the Steve Carell that we all love kind of alley, like the quirky sense of humor.
Yeah, but I would say 40-Year-Old Virgin is way better way than better. This one.
Damn it, I can't really argue that, but it's his second best movie.
Okay.
Anchorman.
Third best movie he's ever done, and I'm standing firm on that.
Okay.
I know I feel really left out in this conversation. I want to have a dog in this fight. I need to watch this movie.
Oh, my. The scene where they're hanging out with the couple from Switzerland is still like, it's so great.
Like at the lunch?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Barry, you know what? We're going to focus on business right
Switzerland.
Now.
I love Switzerland. It is one of my favorite countries. I love your army knives with the toothpicks and your cheese. Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes? Our countries are not enemies. They are friends. We are friends.
You have been to Switzerland?
No, but I have a friend who drives a Volvo, and I speak a little of your language. Heard if he said there, tired of heard if he to be.
Come on, Taryn. You need to watch this movie this weekend. You and Brad.
I'm in.
I know what state of mind Brad will already be in before you start the film. He will love it.
He will be a giggle mess.
Yes.
Okay.
Now
right.
You have your power back. This should be the first thing you do to celebrate your powers being
That's
back.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I have a homework assignment.
Just that clip was so cringy.
How?
It was just, I was so embarrassed for him.
It is very cringe comedy. Like, if you don't like feeling like awkward situations, I can get why you don't like it.
Oh, someone said, for once, I'm on Danny's side.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I've never even heard of this movie. It does not sound entertaining whatsoever. Maybe when I was a stoner in my 20s, but now I'm 50 and I've grown up since then. LOL.
Wow. Well,
that's a you problem, old man, for coming from the guy who's your same age.
I would also argue I would love Steve, like now Steve, to rewatch this movie like from like a fresh perspective and see if you actually I know, but you don't like a lot of dumb movies that come out these days and you're like, oh, I don't like these ones, I'm Steve. And then you're like, but like the old ones that you watch in your younger days, you're like, these are the best movies ever.
I had to do a double take because I thought it was me right across the room.
Yeah,
just that impression was phenomenal.
Really thank you.
It's really good.
Well, because the movies today, the dumb movies today are truly dumb.
Oh, okay.
Back then, 10 years ago, we witnessed some of the best films ever being created.
Those classic comedies.
You know, to be honest, I forgot all about the movie until you mentioned that you thought it was dumb. I'm like, that movie brought so many smiles to my face. I think that movie's fantastic.
All right, I want in. I want in on this.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. What about you? What is the thing that you like that other people think is stupid?
The Daily Migs Show.
What is that thing you really like that other people think is stupid? 206-803-ROCK. Derek in Kirkland, tell us about the showers you take.
Hello?
You there?
She's taking cold showers. Oh, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we lost you for a second, but you said cold showers?
Derek,
are you in the shower right now?
His
phone
probably
is
what
frozen.
It's probably not a waterproof phone. It's probably an Android.
Well, I can say I tried to take, I did a cold plunge one time and it was stupid.
Dude, this is so funny.
It.
Yeah, Danny and I were literally having this conversation yesterday. We were at the work gym and we were both on the treadmill and we were just talking about something. I can't remember what, just things that we know are probably good for us, but we just don't feel like doing.
Yeah.
And cold plunges was one of them.
It's not something I enjoyed. I gave it a shot,
Did you go in like one of the buckets, like the barrels?
So I went to one at like a ladies' spa where they have like a couple different temperatures of pools, and they had one freezing cold pool.
Danny and I would do it if it's at a ladies' spa.
My God. I also just like picturing you guys on the same treadmill walking together.
We are. Yeah. I'm in the back.
Of course.
It's a little faster, so I have to kind of pace myself. My buddy Daniel, who's one of my neighbors, he's got one of those barrels in his backyard, and every once in a while I'll hear him in there because of the ice cubes. And I'm like, man, I would probably do it once, maybe even twice, and be like, yeah, you know what? This does feel good. But then by like the third or the fourth time, I'm like, it's too freaking cold. I give up on this.
Also, do you have to have your own ice machine that you just keep reloading it, or are they just like buying bags of ice at the corner mart?
I think they have an ice machine, but I have no idea.
That's like a lot of ice.
I never bothered to ask that question. Next time I run into one, I'll be sure to ask on
Please
your behalf.
Do.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. What is the thing you like that other people think is stupid? Justin in Ferndale, what is the movie that you love so much?
Hey, good morning. And the movie, actually, it's a rock opera called Repo, the Genetic Opera.
It's called what?
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Oh, so it's not like Repo Man. It's its own thing.
Yeah, so Repo Men was like semi-inspired. Like, it came out like that came out a couple of years after I got to this did, but basically roughly the same concept of there's a repo man that comes around and takes your organs back if you don't pay up for them.
Ooh. Oh, so it's like a children's play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's like all set to like a gothic rock like soundtrack. Alexa Vega from Spy Kids in it. Paris Hilton's in it. Man, there's a whole bunch of amazing actors, but it's just like one of those movies that it's kind of hard to find your niche crowd that will get into it. Like, I think it got like 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it's like one of my favorite movies of all time. And yeah, it's, I highly recommend a watch. Also, food-wise, anchovies, people.
We can't. Justin, it's been a real nice time talking to you. We can't talk to you anymore. Anchovies are trash.
What?
Oh, sorry, Danny.
It's okay.
I'm going to sit around not eat anchovies and watch Dinner for Schmucks. Somebody did text and said, my wife thinks it's stupid, but I love Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh. What the heck is that?
You don't remember with the meatball and what is it?
Fry Lord.
Yeah, it's a cartoon that was like on at night. On like Comedy Central.
Adult Swim.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm unfamiliar. I feel so uncultured this morning.
Again, I think you should hang out with your husband after he's done what he usually does and pull it up, and I think you guys would be laughing.
Deal.
This text came in. I love Creed, but no one around me likes Creed at all.
Okay, stop.
Well, let's hang out.
We got your back. Believe in Creed, Danny.
No.
We're back, baby.
We're not back.
I have fallen in love with Creed, but I watch their music videos, and their music videos are straight up dumb.
They're so cheesy.
They're so cheesy.
A lot of wind machines.
Especially now watching something that was like came out 14 years ago. 373 million views, Danny, but it's not all just for me.
Mm. He's got the deep V and the medallion.
But the video is just like a time capsule of like just cheesiness.
I will say that Taryn shared a video with me of Jimmy Fallon and what's his name?
John Hamm.
John Hamm doing a Creed impression.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it was way better than actual Creed.
It was pretty good.
The Daily Migs Show.